I saw this lady trying to manipulate another lady today. And it reminded me of how many master manipulators are out there. But this lady wasn't even good at it. But she couldn't get what she wanted. So then she threw God in the equation. She tried to use God to manipulate some lady to do something for her that she wasn't supposed to be doing. Blows your mind. But it reminded me of some master manipulators that I was around many years. But I got away from them. When you realize you got a master manipulator, you know, you need to leave that in the dust. I had one. She was the biggest, probably the biggest master manipulator in the whole country. Either that or I was just blinded by love. And she even said that one time about something. If they love you, they believe you. It's like, no, God is first, you know. Even if you love a woman and she's contrary to God, she's speaking contrary to God, eventually her character will get you to where you don't love that woman. You can't love a devil or an antichrist or a liar or a deceiver or a, you just can't love that kind of person, you know. At first, the image they thrust is narcissism, to be honest with you. If a person's character is, let's say you marry somebody and they put on a show, a narcissistic gaslighting mirror image show, give you what you want, you know. They tell you what you want to hear, so you get caught up in that. And so then, over time, their character has to reveal what it is, you know. If they're liars, deceivers, lazy, blame shifting, gaslighting. You know, if before you know what gaslighting is, you're like, you don't even know it's a thing. You don't even know that gaslighting is something that people do. It's so bizarre. Why would a person gaslight you to try to make you crazy? But why would they try to make you crazy? To manipulate you. Master manipulators. To make you think you're crazy when they're the crazy one. It's a form of projection. Somebody made a comment on a narcissistic channel. Hold on a second. Think about what gaslighting is. That person is crazy. They believe lies. If they're telling lies, they believe lies. So they're trying to project onto the other person a fake reality because they're in a fake reality. And I saw somebody make a comment on a narcissistic channel, teaching channel. And the comment was, it was about projection, right? And the comment was so funny. It's hard to even remember though. What was the comment? It was like, he said, when you catch the narcissist cheating, it's your fault, or it's I don't remember the comment. I'm gonna have to look that. I'm gonna see if I see that again. That'll be a great one to write down. But if you catch them cheating, or if you catch them doing anything, they're gonna project it onto you. You know what I'm saying? That's how they live. They project their realities onto other people, and they try to steal your identity. Why? Because there's nothing in there. And even if there is, they're so, let's say they do have some skills and do have some stuff, good stuff. They're deep down, somewhere inside, there's such an insecurity that They cannot look at themselves. They can't face the fact. So they've lived in cognitive dissonance for so long that they're stuck in some kind of like, some kind of cage of cognitive dissonance. And so they don't want to face the lie. So the lies have built up. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 5, 7, and 9, her ways are past finding out. They're so stuck in so many lies. The depth of the lies are so deep. If they admit one, they got to go all the way back to the beginning, and their whole worldview is destroyed. Their whole life is destroyed. They're building a life based on lies. And so if they go all the way back, if they admit one, they got to go all the way back to the beginning, and their whole house of cards falls apart, and they got to look at themselves. But they can't do that, so they project. If you do something good, they want to identify with it and project it onto them. If they do something bad, if you do something good, they want to project it onto themselves. If they do something bad, they want to project it onto you. That's how sick it is. And it's really hard to believe that these people are like this way. And I think it has to, I guess if you were raised in a big family, you could probably see it. But if you're not, it takes a lifetime to see this. You know, it's like, and they love going, why do they love going to churches? The reason they love going to churches is because most people in churches don't, they have a good heart. And so they'll go to the church and they'll infiltrate and master manipulate inside the church. And people can't even imagine the lies that they tell, the defamation, the projecting onto others, and it's just off the roof. I mean, it's just hard to believe that they create this, and they keep living in it. Even though it's obvious, they keep living in it, and they project this fake reality, and it's like, you see through their lies, and it's like they keep living it, you know? Blows your mind. If you've ever been around one, they'll test you. So, see, the sociopaths, psychopaths, you might even have a friend that's always testing you. They'll see if you do what they say. Why don't you do this? Well, what do you mean? Who are you? Why are you telling me what to do? I tell you what to do? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I would go to this for vacation. I would take this job. I would work this. I wouldn't do rideshare. I would do, you know, trying to get you to follow their advice when they are not even in any kind of position of authority. Most narcissists are just dumb. They're just flat out dumb. They're really ignorant. And so they don't have any advice worth giving, and it's like they want you to follow them even though their advice is nothing. It's wild. It's the craziest thing. It's really sick. They want to project a false reality either onto them or onto you, depending on how it benefits them or makes them look good or bad. If it makes them look bad, they project it onto you. Makes you look good, they project it onto them. And so it's all fake reality. And so if you break down one of their pillars of their fake reality, one pillar falls, the whole thing has to fall. And so they live in this delusion day in and day out. And it's like, come on. When are you going to wake up? When are you going to take responsibility? When are you going to look in the mirror? You should, you know, an average person, you should be looking in the mirror every day. And if you don't know how, just read Proverbs or read a Bible verse every day. Read a chapter every day. That will put you in the mirror. If you read a chapter in the Bible every day, that is for sure putting you in the right mode. If you read a Bible chapter every day, it's a mirror to reflect back areas you need to work on every day. Read one verse or one chapter a day, every day. You need to read at least a chapter, maybe two chapters. Read a whole book every day if you can. And that will be your mirror of areas you need to work on. If you have authority in your life, there's your mirror. There's your biggest mirror. Authority, God works through authority. Big time. I've listened to a lot of gurus and a lot of preachers, and if you really want to do self-improvement, just read a chapter in the Bible. A chapter in the Old Testament, a chapter in the New Testament every day. That's better than anything that you can do. It's better than a psychologist. It's better than anything. Now, what's going to happen is God is going to pinpoint areas, big areas, that you don't know how to overcome. And that's when you pray, well, Lord, I don't know how to overcome this. And that's when He shows up on the scene and helps you see past it. Because there might be some there's narcissistic traits in everybody, don't get me wrong. But that's the old Adamic nature. But as you meditate on that word, it's going to cut you and turn you. And it's going to, iron sharpens iron. If you talk to other believers, that's a big one right there. So long story short, you never loved the person because you never knew the person because it was a fake person. It was a mirror image. It was not love because it was fake. And so a person's character, once you see it, they have to run and hide and all that because they know that you fall out of love because you realize the person that you thought you loved doesn't even exist. And they realize once you say, this person's not even a real person. They're just fake. They lose control. See, it's all about control. Power, a power trip or a power play, you know. They have to leave. It's kind of like you wake up from the Matrix. Once you see through the Matrix, you don't go back. Once you see through the narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, whatever, master manipulator, you don't go back because you see through them. They have no game. They can't. Unless you were on drugs or drinking or something. And that's what they try to do, get you caught up in some kind of drug so you can't see through their game. It's a control thing.